up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
Loving life today. It is the show about heroes, ones that are making a difference. And the lineup again is just out of control. Before I introduce our superhero to begin with, let me tell you about our other heroes coming on. Don't go swimming with this next person because he is the shark of Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington, and also the creator of As Seen on TV. Later on, we're going to have the top financial money camp financial person, Scott McClain with Cornerstones Financial, the camp you're going to want to go to. And we'll be ending the show, that's right, with another shark, the CEO of Shark Reach Ventures, a millennial media company. It's a public company under the trading symbol SHRK. So let's go ahead and let's get started about our first hero. It's all about the why. She is a lawyer specializing in the why factor, mediation. Know your why. That's all about the why. She is the top why coach. She can be reached at mcmurdielaw.com. That's mcmurdielaw.com. Now, Christy, explain the concept of knowing your why and why it's so important.
Thank you, David. Great to be here. It is super important that people know what their why is. And right now, there's a big movement to know your why, and most people are confusing that with the idea of passion, purpose, dreams, and visions. And those are really important, but underneath that is a driver. And that's what I'm trained to help you discover. And it's one of nine drivers that has you think, feel, and do everything you've ever done in your entire life. And when you find out what that is, you have a new self-understanding that will help you drive your goals, passions, and purpose in a new way, much more aligned. And you'll be able to have more fulfillment in that accomplishment, too.
Now, this is for people in business, but can it also be for personal? And is there an age limit, age restriction? Are you ever too young, too old to really get to know your why?
Yes, David. Those were two questions. First of all, of course, knowing your why affects both your personal life and your business life. And it's very important to see how they affect both. Most people, when they learn their why, they start to understand how they've acted in relationships. And they also get to see then how they are in business and see if they're properly aligned in their work. And if they don't have enough passion, how to get that in their work. It's super important. The youngest why that discovery that I've done is with a person that's about 14 years of age. It was really instrumental for them. So I'd say 12 to 14 is the earliest we should go on that.
I love it. What do I do when my kids are always asking me, why can't I eat more? Why can't I do all this stuff? It's like, they're just the why. Sometimes I think their name might be why. But let me ask you too, you're an expert in conflict resolution, mediation, limited scope representation of family representation. How does knowing your why though help with mediation?
It's amazing because, you see, in mediating family law matters, we're dealing with divorce, post-decree actions, modifications of parenting time, really important family stuff. And when people understand how they make decisions, because it comes from a place in their brain called the limbic brain, which is your value system, it's where your why lies. Once they know that, there's an instant understanding of how they make decisions and how the other party makes decisions. And there's an acceptance that sets in almost immediately when we do the why discoveries with people. And it actually expedites resolution. So it's better for the parties.
You must know your why. Go to mcmurdielaw.com. mcmurdielaw.com. Know your why. It will change your world with business, with personal life. You're listening to Eliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneur lines. Be part of the community. Eliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S ANCES.com. Now, I got to ask you, Christy, you've raised two incredible sons and a shared parenting plan from the ages of 9 and 12, who are thriving in life and doing incredible things. In fact, they obtained their PhDs from Stanford and University of Washington. What advice do you have for other single parents, or really maybe any parents out there, that are raising their children to be so successful like you have done in raising your two children basically as a shared plan, shared custody?
The secret, I think, is to recognize that your children are separate from you, and they come loaded with talent and all kinds of gifts. And our job as parents is to let those talents and gifts unfold and understand they're going to be different than you are. We're to help them grow and unfold, but to make them be like we are often can be a mistake.
How long does it take for someone to know their why? I almost feel like it's someone learning really what the meaning of life is, almost, in an essence. How long does it take?
Yeah, it takes about an hour.
Great. I love it. And are there ones where can more than one person have the same why?
Yes, there are 9 whys, and all of us fit into one. And then what makes you unique is that there are other whys that we have grown into ways of being. They're called hows, and they masquerade as a why. So my skill is in actually getting to the one that is your number one driver. And then we can look at the others to see how you have mastered those. They look like whys, but they're your hows in achieving your why.
Now, you're an Alliances member, and many members have raved about the sessions that they've had with you. In fact, they've stood up in front of this large crowd of leaders at our roundtables and mentors and that, and they do specific shout-outs to you going, I found my why. It's like, again, they found almost the meaning of life that's guiding them to all this. What has the experience been for you, though, to be part of Alliances and part of our roundtable experiences?
Oh, I love it. The people that are attracted to Alliances are my type of people. They are people that are on fire. They have passion about what they're doing. They have great dreams and visions. And they're people who are willing to put money on the line to change and improve themselves. These people have guts, and they know it takes something to actually always be inquiring of, how can I do this better? How can I do it more? What do I need to change? How do I step up? I mean, they're the greatest people, I think, in the state of Arizona.
And that's why everybody calls you, not by Christy when you come in, they all go, why? 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 I mean, it's just, it's incredible. And so many people crowd around you because they want to know their why. And you said that there were 9 different whys and stuff. Is there one why that's more prevalent than others?
Yes, that is a super good question. And there, of the 9 whys, there are 2 that are the most prevalent. And each one is about 25% of the population. And the most prevalent one is to contribute to a greater cause, add value, make a difference, and have an impact. That's my why. And what helped me in understanding that, because I was doing all these things and I've really operated differently as an attorney. And people would say, why do you practice the way you do? You could make so much more money, or you could do this differently, or whatever. And it's once I understood what my why is, I can clearly tell people, well, it's because I'm driven to make a difference in the lives of my clients. And I make decisions for them based on my why.
And that's great. And so, again, for people to best reach you, they can go to McMurdyLaw.com. We'll also have your link at Alliances.com. They may also come to maybe one of our roundtables and have the gift of meeting you in person, really, to understand what their why is and to lead them. Do you see more people using their why to learn about the business aspect or the personal aspect, or do they both blend?
I believe that the people I've met in Alliances understand that that business and your personal life are very interrelated. You have to do work on yourself if you're going to explode your business. And so they understand that it's equally important for both.
And is this something, too, with a follow-up that one would have? I mean, you say it takes an hour to do it, but, you know, we always sometimes get into the thing of, okay, we learn it, then we go back into what we were before.
Yes, and awareness is key with everything. So usually people are on fire for about 30 days after they discover their why. I have a workshop that I funnel people into so they get a deeper level of understanding. The next one I'm doing is on January 19th from 8:30 until 11:30 in the morning. A lot of people in alliances have come in and done my workshop. It's a business messaging workshop, but what it does is it enhances your understanding of how the why works and how it's important to know if you've got people on your team, you should understand their whys and how you interrelate with each other and also what the why is of your business.
And to see other dates too, if you can't make that one too, go to mcmurdielaw.com. That's mcmurdielaw.com. She is the why coach. Know your why. I got to tell you, Christy, you help so many. You guide them to their why. They do what they do, which helps them reframe and create a life more parallel with that they need to be more happy, more successful, both in personal and business life. Christy McMurdy, you're a hero, helping so many. McMurdyLaw.com. And when we return, don't go swimming because we have the shark, Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington, as seen on TV. This is David Kogan with Alliances.